Hey everybody, welcome to the Flood Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, a good morning, or a good night, whichever one or wherever you are in the day. Tonight, we have got an awesome topic. It's actually one that one of our youth actually requested, and I think it's really cool. So for the first time ever on the Flood Podcast, we have a special guest, and it's going to be a really good podcast simply because I have my mom, Pastor Kim. Say hey, Mom.
Hey.
So this is her first podcast all together, and then our first joint one here on the Flood account. So someone requested actually that me and her get on here and basically just talk about dating and the things that, you know, that we went through as, you know, as I was a teenager with her raising me through dating and some of the things, the rules that she laid, you know, down for us. And so she's going to be on here tonight talking about dating and how to find the right one. We've got some really good questions. So the first thing I want you to do is share this podcast, whatever social media you have, you know, screenshot it, put it on Instagram, Facebook, because this is something that we really want to get out. This is not just for teenagers, it's for young people too. So you can share it. And it's a good one to share too, any of these are, because, you know, like I always say in every podcast, it's such a good witnessing tool, because as a believer, people are going to come to you, they're going to want to ask questions, and, you know, and you might not know all the answers, but you've got this list of podcasts and you could say, hey, I don't have the answers, but listen to this podcast. It's only like 20, 25 minutes, you know, listen to it, you'll get all the answers and stuff. So share that podcast. And, you know, once again, we love hearing feedback from y'all if y'all have a topic or something. So send us a message, text, tell us at church, you know, some topics that you want us to dig in on. So tonight, I've got about three or four questions that I'm going to run by Pastor Kim. Just to give you a background on my mama, she has four kids. My sister, Erin, who is, I don't know, 35?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 35. I'm 32. Corey is
30,
and Tanner is
26.
12. And so anyway, we, you know, we all grew up really close and in a Christian home. You know, my parents were baptized on the Holy Ghost, raised us right. Praise God. We're so grateful for that. You know, and back then we had really strict rules concerning dating. And so, you know, as a young teenager, of course, you know, like a lot of y'all, I wondered like why there were so many rules. But as a 32-year-old with kids, I look back now and I'm like, oh my Lord in heaven, thank you for all those rules. But, you know, I'm really grateful for the rules that her and my dad set. And, so, you know, one thing I wanted to mention here is that, you know, you may, going into this podcast, you may be coming from a home that is raising you right and is very involved in, you know, your relationships that you have with friends and, you know, anybody that you hang out with. And that's great. So let this podcast be basically an encouragement to you that, you know, your parents' strict rules are good. They are to protect you. They are, you know, to biblically stand behind you and help you grow up to be a right person with no baggage. But if you're on the flip side and your parents, you know, maybe not saved, maybe they don't have rules for you and you are just kind of, you know, rolling with the wind, you know, just trying to stick to the word of God, let this basically be a standard for you. Let this podcast be kind of like a, you know, a teaching, a parent for you to go, okay, these are the rules that Pastor Kim and Pastor Mike set. I'm going to set them for myself. You know, I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to, you know, hold myself accountable with these rules. So, you know, let that be an encouragement to you. I'm really grateful for my mama. And so we're going to get into it tonight. Praise God, all four of us kids, because of her and my dad's rules, according to the word of God, we all got saved at a young age, baptized on the Holy Ghost, found, you know, our soulmates at young ages and got married with, you know, no baggage and stuff. So it was really good. So the first question, Pastor Kim, sometimes I'm going to call you Pastor Kim.
Know,
sometimes it's
going
to be mama, or at least try mom, because I think it like weirds Tanner out that I still call dad, daddy. I got to stop doing that.
It sounds like you're 5 years old.
I know. It's a Southern thing, I think. Oh. Anyway, so we've got some questions. So get your notepads out, get your Bibles out. We're going to get into this. So the first question I have for you is, what was your goal concerning us, all four of us kids, when it came to dating?
I think the main goal was for you to find the right mate. according to the Word of God. And the Bible, it really, it's amazing to me. It doesn't talk a lot about dating. So you have to make the assumption that most of the scriptures you see are about marriage.
Yeah.
And so you have to make the assumption that dating was just not a big idea that God had in the scheme of life. He wanted you to find your mate, your true mate, and get married. And so that's what we really emphasize with our kids, that, I mean, I guess not the fact that they should date around and try to find out who they marry, mm-hmm. but that they should seek out God, yes. and God will lead you. He'll give you a little check in your spirit if you're dating someone or flirting with someone, and it's like the Holy Ghost goes, no, mm-hmm. no, don't go there. And you have to listen to that.
Yes.
You have to listen to it because it's just wisdom.
Yeah, because, you know, in the Word of God, too, like we were talking earlier, who was it? I think Abraham sent his servant to go find Isaac a wife. And, you know, he wasn't like, you know, go search and find one, bring him back, let Isaac test her out, see if he likes her. Go here and find somebody, you know, bring her back. You know, he said, because he was living for the Lord, he said, servant, go. The Lord will lead you right to the right girl. Here's your sign. Gave him signs and said, you know, this is how you're going to find him. Boom, it was the right one. They found Rebecca and brought Rebecca right back to Isaac, and boom, they got married. Now, I understand the culture today is different, but in a sense, I mean,
no,
it's easy.
Yeah, if you listen to the Word of God, if you listen to Him, and you might go, how do I listen? You'll know. You'll be dating somebody, or you'll be talking to somebody, and you'll know. The Holy Ghost will drop it down into your spirit.
Yeah, because when I was older, and I mean, when I know a lot of you have heard my testimony when I was in the unequally yoked relationship. I mean, Mom and Dad were like, they knew this was not right. This was not right. This was not right. And, you know, but they wanted me to be able to make that decision. I mean, otherwise they were going to eventually pull me out of it, but I had to make the decision on my own so that I could be right with the Lord. And I was older too. I was 18, 19 years old, but, I knew that the entire time I was miserable. I was miserable. And, you know, I would be praying, and that's when I would feel it the most in my gut, just like, this is not right. Oh, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so miserable. Lord, help me. You know, and then when I would get in the flesh, I'd go, oh, it's okay. I'll give it one more month, you know, and we'll see if it works out. But, you know, obviously, praise God, it did not work out. And then, you know, the Lord put me with Sam. But you just, yeah, like she said, you're going to know in your spirit.
Actually, the day, I think it was like the day after you ended that relationship, you met Sam.
Yeah, I swear, it was a Thursday I broke up with him, and then I met Sam on that Friday, the very next day.
Check.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, stay in the will of God.
Yeah.
Man, when you stay in the will of God, things speed up and get done, but when you rush things and, you know, do things against the Word of God, it takes forever.
Absolutely. And you know what? It keeps your heart pure and happy, because the devil's going to bring sorrow. Which is his goal. His goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. But God is here to give you joy and a life more abundantly. And if you listen to him, you won't have to go through all the heartaches and the pain that you see your friends that have dated, you know, 5, 6, 7 people within a year. You see the breakup and you see the pain, and you won't have to go through all that.
Oh, I know. I mean, even 14, 15-year-olds going through serious heartbreak. I mean, that's so unnecessary.
Depression and rejection, and it's just not necessary.
And that's where I'm grateful that, you know, I had parents that wouldn't let me do that. They wouldn't let me get anywhere near that. They'd pull me out and go, you're not doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, if you're alone by yourself, your parents aren't doing that for you, you know, it's okay. You just listen and you take this to heart and you do it yourself.
Absolutely. You can do it.
So the next question, I like this one because it's kind of controversial. People may fight it, but we're going with the Word of God here. What age do you believe is the right age to begin dating? Mm.
That's kind of a hard one. I really believe, can I say an age?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, 18 or so is when you can get married, so to speak. And that's probably about the age that you should start considering who it is you're going to marry. I mean, like we had said, we've talked earlier about the fact that when we say don't date till you're 18, and that's not like biblical or anything, you just asked my opinion, but
you know what? That's the age of being married.
Exactly. That's when you're looking and you're ready to get married. Mm-hmm. Or not ready to get married, but you're looking in that direction. You're old enough to.
Yeah.
So it's just,
I mean, at 14, 15, can you get married?
Nope. Alabama. Sorry, Alabama.
Sorry, southern joke there. No, I mean, for real, at 14, 15, you can't get married. So what's the point of dating right then?
What is the point?
You know, a lot of people say, well, but what about the ones who met their spouses at 13 years old? I mean, those are great stories. That's fine.
But they're far and few between.
Very far and few between. Very. And I guarantee if they're believers now, they will tell you they went through some serious temptation. Mm-hmm. They went through some serious trials, you know, because when you're young like that, you really don't know how to work a relationship. No. You don't know how to work at a relationship. So, you know, we say around 18 because that's simply the age where you're ready to get married.
Yeah, and you know, I know a lot of people are probably going, what? But you know what? You can still go to dances. You can still go to things with a guy. You just don't need to be in a long-term, strong, heavy relationship. Right. You can go. I remember when all the kids were younger, we said, you know, if you go anywhere, if you want to go somewhere like to the movies with a boy or movies with a girl, then you have to go with a group.
Right.
And that's to protect you more than anything. It's not that we don't trust. That's not it at all.
Oh, I remember when you made that rule.
Yeah.
I was relieved almost.
Yeah.
Like, good, you know, because maybe, you know, a guy came along that was interested or something like that, you know, we would go in a group instead, even when I got older. And it was like, man, it just took pressure off of my shoulders too, you know, just because you're young and it's just not, it's not fair to put yourself in that situation.
You could say, my mama said.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I used that excuse so much, but it really wasn't an excuse. My mama, I remember I'd go to you sometimes and go, mama, this guy asked me out, and you'd go, just tell him mama said no. Okay, mama said I couldn't go. It was such an easy way out. And it's fine. It's fine. Use it. So the next one, what type of rules and boundaries did you set for us while we dated and why?
Well, I think we covered a lot of those a minute ago, but never be alone with the date. I mean, I can remember, you know, even Aaron and Jonathan, my oldest daughter and her husband, they were not allowed until their wedding day to be alone in the house, not at his house, not at her house. And again, it's just the same principle. It's just taking the pressure off of you, taking the pressure off of the boy and the girl to where there are no temptations because you don't get a chance. And it's really protecting them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, we said if you dated when you first started dating, you need to date, maybe double date or date in groups, and just take it slow and take it easy.
Yeah.
God, if this is the one you are to marry, then you'll know it, and it'll go around. It'll happen naturally. It won't be something that you have to force or you have to premature bring it into existence.
Yeah, and I remember, we talked about this a little bit ago, I remember a rule that, like, I just remembered right before we started the podcast, one time when Sam and I were dating, you know, he would come over, like, every single night. We just, you know how it is when you know, if you're married and listening to this, you know how it is when you're dating, like, you just don't want to be separate. You want to be together all the time. I remember, you know, mom and dad made the rule, listen, he can only come over on Tuesday and Thursday nights. I mean, I don't know if they were tired of him or what, but no. I know the main reason was is we were just spending way too much time together. So, you know, as a dating couple, as you're older and if you, you know, are in the situation to get ready to date, you know, you can't be consumed with that person and, you know, because you're not married yet. You're just dating. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful, set rules and boundaries like that one that, praise God, my parents set for me. I mean, God, my God, I don't think I was getting anything done. I was in hygiene school. He was over every night. You know, we were watching movies, you know, in the living room, things like that. And it just got to be too much while dating. So they set the rule, hey, he can only come over Tuesday and Thursday nights, you know, and then on the weekends, it's different. And, you know, and I remember, you know, I was like, man, this stinks. But at the same time, I respected it because I was like, you know what? I need to have my family time right now. I need to do things, you know, as a young person, and I need to do my studies. I need to clean my room. You know, I need to do all of these things, you know. And so that rule and that boundary really helped me balance my relationship when I was dating. And you know what? That goes for friendships too. You can't spend all your time with your friends and be consumed in them. You know, you have to set rules and boundaries for yourself if your parents don't too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't need to be so, she was talking about being so absorbed. That can go dangerous when you get so close and you're so intimate with someone things happen, and so you don't want to get in that position until after you're married.
Oh yeah, I was really grateful. I fought it at first, I remember, but I really didn't. Actually, I take that back. I didn't fight it at first when y'all made the rule to where we couldn't be alone, because I had seen, I knew that rule from Aaron and Jonathan, and so I was prepared when that rule came, and I was grateful for it. Because, you know, it takes away the temptation, because no matter how strong you are spiritually, you know, if you're in love with somebody and you're by yourself, your emotions and your flesh can, you know, take off. And that's not a good situation to be in. And, you know, you don't want to be there. So I was grateful for it. And, you know, I did my best to stick to it. And if I ever did make a mistake and disobey, I mean, I remember one time I disobeyed and I went home and cried to my mom. We never told Dad about it, but I went and cried to my mom in the bedroom. I remember Dad knocking on the door. What's wrong with Lacey? I don't think we ever told. But I confessed to you, you know, that I'd broken a rule. But I was repentant of it, you know. And so I look back now and I'm like, man, I was so grateful for that. That kept me out of so much, so many mistakes and sin, you know, being in situations like that to where I can commit a sin.
Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Anything else you want to add to that one?
I don't think so.
All right, so our next question is, what encouragement would you give to those who are not in the position to date yet? So mostly, what encouragement would you give to the young people listening, you know, 13 to, you know, 17 years old, you know, or if you're older and you're in college and you're like, you know what, I'm not ready to find somebody. Whatever the situation is, if you're not in the position to date right now, but you are going to be in the future, what encouragement would you give them?
Oh, I would encourage you every day to pray. You know, make you a list. I remember you and a friend of yours made a list a long time ago.
Yeah, so embarrassing.
Having your list of what it is you want in a man. I'm telling you, or want in a woman. And you know, and present those to God. And I'm telling you, God has the ability to find that one that will just please you and that you'll be happy forever and ever and ever. But you have to listen to Him. And you need to pray. Pray, ask the Lord to prepare your husband or prepare your wife for you and to be ready. And you'll know when the time is right. But relax, just relax and enjoy none of the complications. You can just have a good time and enjoy yourself. Do things that you can't do with a spouse at this time, and just enjoy yourself. Don't let people put pressure on you.
Yes, that's
when
a big one.
When it's ready, when you're ready, you will know it.
Yeah, you know, the Bible says we are in this world. We're not of it. And so, I mean, I've told the story a million times, but I remember me and you, we laughed one time because somebody called and said, like, I was probably 16. I hadn't dated anybody yet because, I mean, I was waiting on the right one. And I remember one of my aunts called and said, does Lacey even like boys? You remember that? Do you remember that? Does Lacey even like boys? Because you know what? The world's custom was, by the time I was 16, I should have been, you know, I mean, I was a cute girl. I wouldn't, you know,
have three ugly.
I should have had some boyfriends by then. But, you know, I mean, there was nothing wrong. I wasn't going, and y'all didn't raise me to go according to the customs of the world.
No.
And so as a young person, you know, you can set yourself apart. And you know, when people come against you and try to pressure you into dating, you know, or make you feel like a loser for dating, understand that's persecution.
Or not dating.
Not dating, yeah, sorry. Yeah. For not dating, you know, that's persecution. And you know what? You're set apart. You're an alien in this world.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, be encouraged because, I mean, I was there. We were there. And Mama would, you know, she'd be like,
hey. All my kids were there.
Yeah, we were all
they
there.
They are doing that.
You know, and so. There would be, like I've said before, there would be Friday nights where I'd go, you know what? I mean, I'm just going to hang out with my parents. I'm going to hang out at home, or I'm going to, you know, call a good friend of mine that is going to do the right thing and go hang out with them. You know, I would find things to do. And like I've always said, it set me up to, my God, a blessed life right now. You know, so you may be sitting back going, but what about right now? No, there are seasons, times for every season in your life. And as a young person right now, that is not the season for dating.
No. But if you have dated before, don't be discouraged.
Yes.
All you do is just, I don't even know if you would say repent, because it's not a sin.
No, it's not a sin.
But you know, you can just draw a line in the sand and go, that's it. From this point on, I'm saving myself for my husband. I am saving myself for my wife, and things are going to change. I need peace in my life. I don't need all this breakup drama. I don't need all the jealousy drama, all that stuff. I just want the peace of God in my life.
Oh, and man. So much joy will come after that. Just relax.
Exactly. And relax and be blessed.
Yeah. All right, the last one is, what encouragement would you give to those who are ready to date? So the older ones, the young adults.
Yeah. Just be the same thing. Yeah, really the same thing. Yeah. Just be praying. Just be praying and looking. And don't go to the wrong places to look for a husband. Yeah. You are not going to find a saved Holy Ghost husband in a bar. It's just not going to happen. You need to go. You need to be in your church. You need to be in your young adults group, which we have. You need to be ready. You need to go to the places that encourage a good, godly husband that has your values.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to the bars. Don't go to the big parties.
Mm-hmm.
Go to where it is that you can meet that type of man or meet that type of woman.
Yeah, the places where you want to find somebody that is like you. Where would you want your spouse to find you? You go there.
You know, and I've heard people say, this is, you know, not a big church or not a big area. How in the world am I ever going to find a husband?
This is God.
This is God who created the whole entire universe. I think he can find me one.
No, it's real. Because you know what that is? That's just thinking in the flesh.
That's exactly what it is.
In your fleshly mind. And if you think in the flesh, how am I going to find the right one? How's it going to happen? Then you're going to struggle. What that is not having faith.
Yeah.
And you know, or putting your trust in God. You know, you've got to get to a point to where you fully trust him that, you know, even if there's nobody around right now that seems anywhere near close to what you would want, you know, understand that he's got it under control.
He does.
Your spouse could walk through the doors tomorrow.
Exactly. And it's happened. I've seen it happen many times. There's a girl at church that she's what? Gosh, she's 30. She's 29, 30. And a really cute girl. And she was just waiting and he walked right through the door. And they're getting married in December.
Yeah.
So it happens.
I wasn't following you there. I'm like, who is that?
I didn't want to say the name.
No, that's exactly right.
And they're both saved. Holy Ghost. Man. They're starting their marriage very strong.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So it can happen. Absolutely. Be encouraged, you guys. And, you know, God wants to give you the desires of your heart. Every desire. And if I look at my, you know, my husband, every desire that I had that I didn't even know about, it's in my husband, and I would venture to say that Pastor Kim would say the same about Pastor Mike. And when they met, they weren't even saved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the Lord knew.
It was set up
from the very beginning. So, you know, even if you've made mistakes in the past, y'all, even if you, you know, had a messed up life, even if you say, well, I had baggage, if you're living for the Lord now, you just got to consider that baggage as gone. You know, one of the best stories I've heard was somebody who basically, you know, they gave their virginity away, but when they met their spouse, you know, I remember their spouse asking them, you know, are you a virgin? And they just said, absolutely, I am. You know, I am pure. I am clean. The past is gone. So you can start fresh and be encouraged that you are as pure can be. And your spouse, you know, can be too when they meet you. Yes. So be encouraged with that. Anything else, Pastor Kim?
I don't think so. I think we've covered it.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. And again, if you have other questions that you know, have about this, just message us or, you know, get with us at church on Sunday. And if you don't have a home church, get to the River of Columbus with Pastor Mike and Pastor Kim. And you can find all that information on our podcast website. So we love you guys. Hope you enjoyed this. And we love you. Share it. Get the word out and message us about other topics that you have. We love you guys, and we hope you have a great week.